Sounds like some more people are calling in. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. And we'll start with introductions. And this year, instead of just having people just start calling old names and sometimes talking over each other, we're going to try to do this systematically and go by organization or agency so we have a little better handle on things. Yeah, I don't know. Erin, are you on? Yeah?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on and taking notes. So we'll do the attendance by agency, and we'll start with the core. And in the room here, we have Fenton Kahn.
Ida Royer.
Scott Fielding.
John Rarsich.
Ryan Woolbright.
And who else from the core? We have some Valley folks. Who do we have? Todd Pierce?
Yes.
Eric Tarnoff.
Doug Wireless.
Okay. And then other Portland District Core folks, we have Erica Starbuck. Okay, so ODFW?
Got Ken Lothink.
Hi, Ken.
Lise Kelly.
Hi, Lise.
Hey.
Jeff Ziller, Kelly Reese.
Okay. Anybody else from ODFW? Nim.
Hi, this is Melissa. Just giving a pause in case somebody was going to jump in. And I do.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
Anne will be joining us. So.
Okay. BPA. Anybody else on the phone?
Lawrence Schwabe with the tribe.
Hi, Lawrence. Good morning. I almost forgot you. Sorry about that. Anybody else on the phone? How about U.S. Fish and Wildlife?
I think Mike's out of town.
Oh, okay. Who just joined us?
Brett over at South San Diego, Foster.
Oh, hey, Brett. Good morning.
Morning.
Who just joined us?
Ann Mullen.
Hi, Ann.
Hey, Ben.
All right, and we have two more core folks who just joined us in the room.
Patty Lowe and Bridget Bell.
Patty Lowe and Bridget Bell from the core. All right, good morning again and Happy New Year to everybody. Hopefully you had a good holiday. And we have a short meeting today with just updates, so I do not have the web meeting up. I didn't feel it was necessary. Everybody should have the agenda. And before we go down the agenda, I had sent out the meeting notes from our December meeting, and I just sent it out yesterday. I kind of missed me, and then the holidays came and I left for the holidays, so I know it was late. If people had time to review it and could let us know if there's any edits right now, or if you need a little bit more time, we can we can work on that later on in the month or so. Did folks have a chance to review the December meeting notes yesterday or this morning and have any comments or edits, or do you need more time?
NIMS does not have any comments.
Okay.
We're fine.
Beautiful. Anybody?
Hi, I'm Adam Fenton. This is Jeff.
Okay. Well, please do. So how about, take a week or two and then send me any edits or comments, and then we can finalize it at our February meeting. Give people a chance to put eyes on it, especially since I was the one that was taking notes because both Erin and Ida were out, so somebody needs to check my work. All right, so we'll start with the PDT updates then. And for Fall Creek, Jeff Hicks, the PM, was not able to attend, but he did ask me to let everybody know that he doesn't have any major updates to report. I think the contractor is still working on some follow-on work at Fall Creek. And Todd and Doug Garland from the Valley are on the phone. Do you have anything to add about Fall Creek? Any action going on there?
Yep, this is Doug Garland. We are in the process and have installed the new dewatering screen for the FWS with greater porosity. So that made it from the fabricator as it is almost completely installed. So, hooray.
That's cool. That's good to know. Anything else at Fall Creek? Okay, we just had Chris Badai for Portland District, a PM for Cougar, join us in the room here. We had a few more people on the phone. Who's on the phone? Who just joined us?
Tom Scouts from Chris Pick.
Tom.
Josh Roskin from KRC-Fed.
Oh, hey, Josh. Aaron, are you getting all those names?
Yep, I'm all set.
Excellent. And did you get Chris Badai just joined us in the room?
Yes, I heard you. Thanks.
Awesome. All right, so any other updates on Fall Creek, Doug?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, whatever Jeff said about the lining project stands as far as my knowledge.
Yeah, he just said that things were moving along and he didn't have any new updates.
Yep.
Okay. We have Patty Lowe and Scott Fielding in the room. They can give us an update and any follow-on actions from the meeting you guys remember.
We're getting ready to send the 50% report out to the agencies. We need to talk amongst ourselves, the core here, to make sure everything's a go on that.
Time frame the team has been working through and is just
kind of just plugging along and keep moving forward in the design. Nothing real major to report. It's just calculations and design and getting everything, you know, fit into place after we've had it kind of planned.
Okay, so then maybe at the May meeting, the team could do their preview presentation then of the 90%.
I think the May meeting would be a good time frame for that. That way it's fresh and everyone knows what to expect or what to be looking for. That'd be a good idea.
Okay, that'll work. Anything else for Cougar, Chris? Anybody else? Any questions for the Cougar team?
I do have a question that maybe isn't that team's responsibility, but are there any of the spawning survey numbers from this year back yet? And can we see them before the science review so we have some idea of what's going on in that basin?
Well, that's a really random question, Ann. Is that a Cougar CDT question, Ann? That sounds more like an Harmony question.
Well, so is it Harmony that has those numbers? I mean, I'm just asking who at the Corps could get them and get them out for Foster, too, because we're talking about, you know, design of improvements. I know it's not downstream passage, but what's going on with our spawners is my question.
And that's more of a Harmony, and we need to talk to the people who are managing the spawning surveys, and those are not PDT members in the room right now. Maybe that's a question we can talk offline or at the Harmony meeting, but that's separate from this meeting.
Okay, I'll send it as a request in email because Harmony is a few weeks off, and it's great to see them before that.
Sure. Any questions for the PDT on the design? All right, we're going to move on to Detroit, and we have Bridget in the room. Bridget, the mic is yours.
Open the talk box.
Yeah.
We gained some knowledge on the physical model, and unfortunately that cost estimate came in a lot higher than we expected, so we do not have the budget to move forward with the physical model this year. So we are moving forward with the EIS and BA. We anticipate that being wrapped up in early FY21. And then we are pulling back the funds that we were anticipating spending for the physical model into design. We're going to focus on things that we know will not change after we get the early contractor involvement. So that will include getting power to the top of the dam, moving forward on what hydraulic analysis we can. I don't anticipate having a 60% in the next 2 months. It would be later in the FY20 year, and it's going to be a piecemeal package. We won't be bringing the entire package up to 60%. So
that 60% will be in parts, and you're expecting at least the first part might be later in the summer. This summer?
I would say the summer, yeah.
Okay. And so prior to that, of course, you'll update us at future FIDWIG meetings, and then prior to that, we'll have a presentation of whatever section or part you're going to bring. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. That
hey, this is Elise. Sorry, I just wanted a clarification. This is 60% plans and specs, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and Elise, if you didn't catch all of it, the plans and specs will be developed in parts or sections, if you will. So it wouldn't be a whole full 100%. It'll come out in sections, and the team will do a presentation prior to sending out each section. So the first section or chapter or however you want to form it will be in the summer, this coming summer.
Okay, thanks, Fenton.
Fenton, this is Erin. I have a question. Is the physical model that the funds are being pulled back for because it costs too much, is that going to be in the budget for next year? or is the physical model just done?
We don't know what funds we're aiming to get next year. Yeah.
Did you hear that, Aaron? We don't know. So right now the money is just pulled back and the physical model is either on hold or will be dismissed.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
We do plan to do the physical model whenever we get funding for the project, but right now funding is, we don't have funding other than the $2 million for this year.
Did I answer your question, Aaron?
Yes, yes. I was just a little confused on what was happening with it. Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions for Detroit team? All right, we're moving along. Foster ladder improvement. Thank you. Foster ladder improvements. We have ICM and Ida Royer in the room.
Yeah, so the project is wrapping up the initial assessment report with a recommended plan forward, which includes a hole through the dam and piping it down to the resort pool and warming the water in the ladder. So that's kind of our focus right now, is wrapping up that report. It's gone through a review and we're having the reviewers back check comments and finalize that report. Concurrently, we're starting the DDR phase, design documentation report phase, and so the team is gearing up for that. And our first milestone is the 30% DDR, which is due at the beginning of April, and we'll start the review process at that point. I think it might be a little too soon to present to this group. We probably want to wait for 60%, which will be in the summer time frame. So that's what I anticipate probably presenting to this group on, on what we're doing.
So
the DDR.
The next version of any report that they will see is this coming summer?
Yeah, July time frame.
And that's the 60% mm-hmm. DDR. Mm-hmm. And prior to the report going on, we'll do a presentation.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I guess you can.
Any questions for the Foster Ladder Improvements team? Did everybody hear what Chris just said about the report and the progress? Silence is golden, but it weighs heavy. All right, we're going to move on to the Foster Downstream Passage Fish Weir Improvements, and I'll give the update. And Aaron Lipsenberg is on the phone too. He's our hydraulic engineer and is doing all the hydraulic modeling. So as I informed the group in December, we did get the license for the new Fancy Flow 3D software. And Aaron and some other folks in the hydraulic design section has been running the model. But then Christmas break came along and the holidays and this, that, and the other. So they're fine-tuning the results of the model. They're playing with it. And we were hoping to have some information to share today, but it's not quite ready. And so we're going to shift that to the February meeting. And Aaron did say that we should have a presentation with the modeling results and discussion at our February FIDWIG meeting. So other than that, we're still chugging away. We don't have a report review coming up until we get this modeling results, because then we'll put it into the report and send it out. So maybe in March, late February or March timeframe is when we would send the report out for FIDWIG review. Aaron, do you have anything else to add on the modeling results or anything else you'd like to say?
Nope, I think you covered it.
Okay, so any questions from the group on Foster Fish Weir Improvements?
Just asking Anne here, what is the plan for this year then? The spill that's been running will continue into the spring, or?
I was getting to that, so yeah, thanks for asking. So because the fish weir is not fixed and it's still in the works, our plan is to propose another temporary spill operation this spring like we did last year, this spring and in the fall for downstream fish passage. So, and because it's not a, now that we're in the design mode and the temporary operations is not necessarily the PDT, We're going to also bring this up at the Willamette F Palm because it's more of an operation, temporary operation. And then I still have to vet it through again, our water management and all that. So I'm going to start that process soon. And for those of you who participated in the Willamette F Palm meeting, you'll hear about this. But the short answer is yes. We're still proposing to do the temporary spill operation, which is spill at night from the regular spill bay and then generate power during the day. We did see, like I said in the past, our Harmony results showed that about 98 or 99% of the fish pass at night. So spilling at night is just a frozen fish passage. Any questions? Thoughts, comments? All right, so we're going to move to the last update, which is Hyatt Bypass. And we have Ryan Woolbright, who's a TL in the room here with me. So I'll let Ryan give the update for Hyatt Bypass.
We are currently reviewing the 60% in-house, and we should have that out to the agencies by the end of this month or early February. We'll try to get that out as quick as we can, and then potentially maybe present that at the next meeting. That's what I have for an update there. 60% end of January, early February.
And then we'll do a presentation at our February meeting, kind of give them an overview. So our February meeting will be busy because we'll have a couple different presentations. We'll have the Foster Fish Weir presentation to prep for the report review and Hyatt Bypass to prep for the report review. Any questions for Ryan or me on Hyatt Bypass? We're just flowing through this. According to the phone, we've been online for 30 minutes and 10 seconds. All right, so we're getting close to the end of our meeting. Our next meeting is going to be on February 4th, which is the first Tuesday. And I need to check. There's a lot of activities going on in early February. I know Rachel Neuenhoff, one of my co-workers in our section, has the Lecoq Point workshop, the Middle Fork workshop, scheduled around those dates, and I don't remember if it was the 5th and the 6th or the 4th and the 5th, so I need to check on dates because I know a lot of folks in this group also will be participating in that Middle Fork workshop, but she had said her dates were, I think she was going to shift them, but we might have a busy week, and then the following week is the Science Review, so I'd like to remind folks that the Willamette Science Review is scheduled for February 11th and 12th. Down in Corvallis at Oregon State University, same place as the last several years. So if you haven't already registered, please do go ahead and register. We found out that when you're during the registration process, it asks for your email 3 times. I guess there's a glitch in it somewhere, but you can just copy and paste your email 3 times. But please do go ahead and register so that we can have a head count. So our next FIDRWIG meeting is February 4th, and we'll have a couple of presentations, so that'll be a busy meeting. And then, again, just to summarize, for the Foster Fish Weir, since we're not having a fish weir operation this year, I'll start a special operations request for a temporary spill operation again this spring and fall for downstream fish passage. And then a couple of reports for review. We'll have the Hyatt Bypass 60% coming out to you maybe early February for review. And most of the other reports are not until late spring or early summer. Cougar 2, that's right, Cougar 2.0 is coming out also.
So maybe we can put that on the agenda for the 4th. It allow them to have some questions because that's 3 days before the comments are due.
That's right. So we'll put that on the agenda for the 4th then.
Bring those questions.
And then when we send the report and the email letter, we'll also ask folks and remind folks to come with questions at the February 4th meeting. We're close to the end. The last thing I'd like to discuss with this group is on meeting days like today, when we only have updates and no presentations or heavy discussion, I'd like to propose, for just in respect of everybody's time, that I send an email with a Word document or something with updates from the PDTs in lieu of having an actual meeting where people have to, you know, either call in or come in person. I didn't want to make that decision on my own because we are a group and we are a team. So what are folks thinking about that? Like, say, for example, today or even our December meeting where it was short, but just updates. I can get updates from all the PDTs and then send it in a written form in lieu of an actual meeting.
I'm in favor. This is Elise.
I think that's fine. This is Melissa from them. Ann may have a different opinion.
Yeah, I would say when there's questions that come up from what you're reporting, it's better to have the meeting short like this one and make it a call-in. And it sounds like we have a couple of busy ones coming up, so it might be by summer, and then we'll all be ready for that break that it sounds like you're asking us to sign on to, and I'm great with that. I do have a question, though, right now to say something about the February 7th date on Trooper 2.0. If you could move that up as you're moving up the release of those documents, maybe make it closer to 30 days after you get those to us. So even the 10th is fine before we go to the 11th and 12th meetings. And likewise, if you can confirm soon about the Hill Fork structured decision-making, if that's overlapping with the next one of these or not. And if there's location, I think that's probably out there somewhere, but it'd be great if you could get that to us.
So, again,
thank you, Scott.
The 7th is 4 weeks from this Friday. I mean, that's such a tight time frame on 2.0. I mean, I really, you know, I understand everybody's busy, but I appreciate if we could keep the 7th.
So from our perspective, it's nice to have that extra day when we have a lot of other things due around that time that are not directly related to this process, but
and
I'll leave it up to you. I mean, if we can't do it, we'll just let you know about that.
Yeah, we have a really, you know, we have a really short turnaround, on, especially for Cougar 2.0. So we'll stick to the current date, the 7th, and ask folks if they can do it, and then as we get close to that date, or at the end, if you need another day or so, then we'll work with the team and see if it's possible to extend it. But we are working on a really short time frame. We have a contractor on board, and there's a lot of moving parts. But we also do respect your time and know that you have other work to do, too. So, but rather than just going and extending the date now, we're going to stick with the 7th, and then as we get close to that date, when we check in, if you need another day or so, then we can work on it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
This is Kelly, ODFW, and Jeff and I would also support sentiment on these update meetings if you just sent out a summary, and if we have questions, we can just maybe reply all to the group and go from there. The other thing I wanted to share is on my calendar, I have the Middle Fork Structure Decision meeting on Monday the 10th, the day immediately prior to the science review.
Okay, maybe it's moved. I'm not the one who's planning it. Rachel is, and with everybody being gone from the holidays, so if that's what you have, then those are probably the days. I just remember from months ago when we were planning this, it was going to be early February, and I remember saying that, well, Fitterwig is on the February 4th, so maybe she moved it to avoid the collision with Fitterwig and trying to fit it in between Fitterwig and Science Review. So, well, that's good.
And it's in Corvallis, so my hunch is it's just to kind of consolidate for all the people who have to travel.
That would make sense, yeah. Okay, well, there you go. All right, well, just to summarize then what I heard from most folks is that they're in favor of meetings like today when they're just updates. I will send out an update in lieu of actually having a meeting. I'll send out an update ahead of time, and then if folks have any questions, they'll reply to all, and then we can get the PDT members to respond. In that way, respecting folks' time and their other jobs, they're not spending, you know, trying to call in just for updates. And then if we do have, when we do have presentations, then we'll actually have a full-blown meeting. And then I'll try to have a couple meetings down in the Valley at ODFW office, and then also at NIMS to move it around this year. All right, any last-minute questions, thoughts, comments before we wrap up and call it a day?
Nope.
Well, thanks everybody. Thanks again. Hope you all had a good holiday, and thanks for calling in today. Take care.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.